Hello, Edith. Is he here yet?
Who do you mean, sir?
Detective Sergeant Morris, of course. The one who's taken over from Bedges.
No, he hasn't arrived yet. How is poor Mr. Bedges, by the way?
Oh, he's recovering quite quickly. He should be out of the hospital in 4 or 5 weeks.
It was a terrible shame what happened to him.
Part of the job, Edith. If Bedges can't handle something like that, he doesn't deserve to be on my team.
Yes, sir. Oh, by the way, Mr. Morris is here now.
Okay, send him in then. Come in! Detective Sergeant Morris?
Yes, sir. You wanted to see me, I gather.
Yes, that's right. I'm putting you onto anti-terrorism. You'll be working directly with Detective Superintendent Henson, whom I believe you know.
That's correct, sir.
In fact, it was on his personal recommendation that I chose you for the job.
I'm very grateful to you both, sir.
Not at all. So, you'll be replacing Detective Sergeant Bedges, who is recovering in the hospital at the moment.
I hope his illness isn't serious, sir.
He's got a bad case of food poisoning, I believe.
What a shame.
Now, there's one other thing I need to say before you start working on my team. I want to make it absolutely clear to you that I'm not in any way racially prejudiced.
I'm glad to hear it, sir.
That's right. I don't discriminate on the grounds of gender, race, or sexual orientation. As far as I'm concerned, a police officer is a police officer, and it makes no difference if they're female or...
I see.
What I'm trying to say is this. To me, you're just another police officer, and it makes absolutely no difference that you're... That is, the fact that... You see what I mean?
Of course, sir. Will that be all for now?
Yes, yes. Mr. Henson is waiting outside to brief you on your duties. You're both full-time on the Hugo Peters case for the moment, and I want you to pick up where Bedges left off.